Now I'm delighted to be joined by the Clarenbridge captain, Gavin Lee. And first, Gavin, congratulations. What a performance, Clarenbridge champions.
Thanks very much. Yeah, we were expecting kind of a tough game. We knew it was going to be tough conditions and we really kind of gelled together as a team today. And we're delighted with it, yeah.
Well, it was tough, like especially when the rain came downpouring just before throwing there as well. And you knew what you were going to expect. Yourselves in Ormond Mary are building up a big rivalry. And it was certainly a mile a minute in the first half.
Yeah, it's a credit to, I suppose, the skill level of both teams. You know, in conditions like that, it's not easy to play the ball around. And, you know, in fairness to both teams, they managed to do it. More and more got in behind us a few times in the first half. Got a few goals that, you know, they were well worked. So credit to the skill of both teams, yeah.
Yeah, you got off to a good start getting 4 points earlier on, but then Ardmore Mary got in for the two goals. They were leading for a while, and you were under pressure.
Yeah, I suppose we kind of knew what they got them two goals from the ball kind of breaking in behind our half-back line, and we kind of said it ourselves, just stop the ball as it comes, so don't let the ball break in behind. And we knew once we stopped the ball and kept it on the front foot, we had the beatings of it.
He got your nose in front of half-time. What was said at the break, though? Because he really came out determined to stamp your authority in this final.
Yeah, one of the main things was, as I just said there, stop the ball as it's coming in. Don't let it break in behind. And then apart from that, you know, especially on big days like finals, it's just all down to work, all down to how much you want it.
It was a big score, 28 points there as well. We have to give Aaron Ireland a quick mention first as man of the match there as well. But I don't know if it was 16 or 17 points, but he hit some beauties.
Yeah, he's unbelievable talent and looking forward to being able to play senior with him next year as well.
And we're looking forward to seeing that there too, because even there, as I mentioned, that the work rate, you were involved in setting up an awful lot of scores in the first half, but you really stamped your own imprint in this game at the start of the second half. But I can name another half a dozen teammates that did things like that. Josh Swine especially getting 2 points and also defending hard.
Yeah, it's a team game. Everyone fronts in, and especially when you're all playing together from a work rate point of view, it kind of all chips in together. And once you're working hard, other things happen then.
Gavin, I know it's a busy time. There's a big match coming up the week after next as well. Do you get a chance to let the hair down for a day or two, or do you park it and deal with Loughrea first?
We'll enjoy this anyways, and then we'll be back training with seniors Friday. So.